Well, maybe Nebo reminds you of Nebish, who has his head in the clouds. Hence, Nebo means sky. Look, I know I'm really stretching a point here. Some of these words associations I made up are almost absurd, but they do serve to give me a way, however tortured, to remember the word the first few times I see it in a word list. A word that was meaningless and looked like gibberish suddenly takes on personality and character. That's what remembering a word is all about. You can throw away this crazy word association crutch once the word has become real to you and begun to sink into your memory. So go ahead and dream up your own connections to help you remember. What works is right for you. Now, of course, the more languages you learn, the easier this process becomes. First of all, you just get more experienced at making up your own memory devices day after day. Second, the more languages you know, the more words you know that remind you of something else. You get much faster at spotting handles. Now, let's look quickly at the non-Indo-European languages. Are there any families that can help us there? Many of you will be studying languages that are not part of the Indo-European family. These languages will present even greater difficulty since there is no reason whatsoever for words in these languages to have any connection with English. Still, even here, you'll find many words borrowed in more recent times from English. All is not hopeless, however, especially if you are going to be learning more than one language from a given area. In the Middle East, for example, there are also a number of different language families. Should you ever become serious about studying more than one language of this region, your job will be relatively easy if your second language belongs to the same family as your first. For example, Hebrew and Arabic are very closely related. If you know one language, it's fairly easy to spot word relationships in the other, and the grammar is fairly similar. Moreover, Arab Islamic culture spread all over the Middle East, North Africa, and much of South and Southeast Asia in the Middle Ages. So even though most of the languages in the area are not in the same family at all as Arabic, the regional languages absorbed great quantities of Arabic words. Most of these Arabic loan words were adopted to express new Islamic terms relating to cultural, literary, scientific, or philosophical concepts in the fields of history, law, literature, religion, and economics. These Arabic terms are generally identical in languages that are unrelated to Arabic. Languages like Turkish, Persian, Urdu in Pakistan, Hindustani, Malaysian, Indonesian, and Swahili even, spoken in much of Africa. In other words, wherever Islam spread, these words are found. So here again, just as Latin is the basis of much of the educated concepts of Western languages, Arabic plays the same role in the Muslim world. Turkish is related to a very large family of Turkic languages that are spoken across a huge geographic belt from Turkey east through northern Iran, Soviet Central Asia, and Western China. They may be rather exotic languages that you're not too likely to learn, like Uzbek, Kazakh, Turkmen, Azerbaijani, Uyghur, etc. But the good news is, once you learn Turkish, you've taken a huge step forward towards learning the virtual lingua franca, or common language, of an area covering several thousand miles from the borders of Greece to the borders of Mongolia. East Asian languages are even more elusive to the English speaker. Japanese and Chinese words seem to lack the separate and distinctive sounds of English or other Western languages. From some points of view, they might even be considered harder languages to learn. Chinese, for example, Thai and Vietnamese too, use tones to distinguish among different words. So a word in Mandarin Chinese like yan, spelled Y-A-N, could mean either tobacco, color, eye, or test, or more, depending on the tone, high, rising, falling, or low that that particular word has. Yen, 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 yen. That complicates learning vocabulary if you don't happen to have a good ear and memory for tones. The only consolation is that Chinese grammar is very easy. Now you have some sense of what experts are talking about when they say that this or that language is related. When the language you are learning is related to one you already know, your task is easier. You can also begin to understand why people who have already learned a number of languages generally find it reasonably easy to go on and learn several more. It always involves work, but it becomes easier when you have experience and friends among several different language families. Here are the key points from this lesson. We had to do a lot of mental stretching here. 1. All languages belong to language families. If the language you are studying comes from a nearby family, such as the Romance or Germanic group, look for similarities. They are there. 2. Even if you can't always spot similarities, because they're not always there, use your imagination to try to make up connections in your own mind to help you remember the word. Later, you can drop the memory device. 3. In languages distant from or totally unrelated to English, you will have to rely even more on your imagination and memory tricks to remember many thousands of words that have no relationship to English. 4. The more languages you learn, the better you get at spotting real or inventing artificial connections in your mind to help you remember. 5. Anything that helps you remember a word is fair game. Digging up words by their roots. We spent a good bit of time in the last section talking about language